This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz. On Cozy, three internationally celebrated slackline walkers crossed a 4,000-foot deep gorge in China over the weekend in high heels. Each woman was given three chances to make it across the gorge. A French woman made it across her second time. An American fell into her safety harness all three times. And a Canadian woman made it across the first time. No, I have no idea why. New study out of Japan says if you can walk and chew gum, it could be enough to help you keep the pounds off. In an experiment with subjects from ages 21 to 69, some people were given chewing gum while they walked at a natural pace. The gum chewers had higher heart rates, so it was a better workout. Researchers say the group that had most benefits, men over 40. Yeah, but walk and chew gum at the same time. And a new superfood is emerging from Australia. It's cockroach milk. Ooh. They say the cockroach crystals contain the milk and it has all the essential amino acids and tastes just like cow milk. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Boy, this is sad. Report from the Education Department that says right now in America, there are 101 graduates who owe at least $1 million in student loans. Critics are using the report to show how college expenses have gotten way out of hand. Wow. Speaking of money, a new survey has found the average credit card balance these days is over $6,300. Because of this, along with rising interest rates, banking industry insiders say people are now starting to scramble to pay the balances. Of course, as debt goes unpaid and interest charges build, it gets harder and harder just to get back to even. New study says anxiety can make you better at your job. Of course, being consumed by too much anxiety ends up derailing job performance, but researchers found that workers focus better, stay motivated if they're just a bit anxious. It's as if the anxiety keeps them on their toes. Stay at work for a moment. The new study found that meetings not only kill productivity while they're happening, they kill it before. Ohio State University researchers found that we're actually least productive right before a meeting. Why? Because when a meeting is coming up, we feel we shouldn't start a project. So we basically waste time till the meeting starts. This is kind of cool. Treasure hunters believe they've found the holy grail of shipwrecks, the bottom of the Caribbean Sea off the coast of Colombia. Historians believe the ship was filled with gold and other treasure that could be worth as much as $17 billion with a B. Right now, it's underneath more than 2,000 feet of water, and there are legal battles being fought over who has the rights to the treasure. Stay tuned. We'll see what happens when they're able to sort everything out and bring this stuff to the surface. Well, if you missed it Monday, allow me to mention again this week's Academic Student of the Week, Lila Clavins. Congratulations, Lila. Tune in every Monday at 8:10 to see if your student or student you know is the Academic Student of the Week. From South Haven Public Schools, Amanda Sukup, Associate Broker and Realtor with Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, and Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM. Knucklehead news out of Florida. You know, sometimes arrests are all about location, location, location. Like the woman who was busted for drug possession right after she crashed into a patrol car in the parking lot at the county jail. Yes, Kelly Lynn Dandler steered her Chevy Tahoe into the facility's visitor parking lot, but then decided to move the vehicle to an employee area where she hit a trooper who was in the driver's seat of his cruiser. 33-year-old says she was too lazy to walk the extra steps from the original space. She didn't really have an explanation for why she was carrying a bag of marijuana and a pipe with weed residue into her jail visit. Upon further investigation, deputies also found she did not have a valid driver's license. The Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about? Send it to me, please. Paul at WCSY.com. Our fax is 637-2675. Find us on Facebook or tweet us at COSYFM. Of course, you can always drive by, drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. 11637 M140 is our snail mail address. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz are available at WCSY.com, our website. Become a subscriber of The Daily Buzz. We'll email it to you. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.